Buckle up, everybody, because the Western Conference Final just got very real, and the Dallas Stars are for real. So let's tap into a Game 5 recap. We're going to tee up Game 6. We're going to talk a little bit about this developing goalie battle between Aiden Hill and Jake Oettinger and our big-time bets for Monday night. Let's get right to it. Thank you for joining us.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome back inside the lab that is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And thank you for making us your first listen every single day. My goodness, we have another special Monday episode to get into, Steele. This has been a really good series between the Dallas Stars and Vegas Golden Knights, especially over the last two games. Maybe if you're a Vegas Golden Knights fan, not so much, but I really am excited to talk about what you saw in Game 5. This is a developing goalie battle between Aiden Hill and Jake Oettinger. Game 5 was just a slugfest and a really fun one to watch. And I think we're also going to talk about, you can feel that Lord Stanley is near, back and forth, slobber knocker kind of a game. We're going to tee up Game 6 as well. We got some big time bets. Both you and I have been heating up a little bit, Steele, with the bets.
Yes,
so
sir.
Make sure you tune in to the end of the episode for our Monday wagers. Steele, I want to throw it right over to you, though, because I haven't been able to watch as much of this postseason as I would like to, but I think I've been very lucky to tune into the last couple here because just a little bit of everything, hitting, tight checking, big time saves, awesome goals, and two teams that are starting to get a hate on for each other. Hit me with your take in Game 5. The Stars obviously push this one to a pivotal Game 6 back at home. What are you seeing here, my friend?
Yeah, this is a very strong Dallas Stars team. And, you know, going down 3-0 against the Vegas Golden Knights is going to be a tough task. And then, again, losing Jamie Benn, your captain, suspension for two games. Being down 3-0 in the series just makes it even more difficult. So the fact that they were able to persevere and really step out in a Game 5 on the road and bring them back in within one game in this Western Conference Finals, it is just phenomenal in itself. But you're getting Jason Robertson going. He's got 5 goals in this series against the Vegas Golden Huge. Knights. Joe Pavelski with another game winner. Ty Dellandrea also 2 game winner or a game winner in Game 5. 2 goals for himself. He's getting himself on the board. So now that you're getting some of those depth players to really step up, even Lucas Glendening getting the first game of the goal in Game 5, those depth players showing up. Your Jason Robertson finally getting him to stand tall. Jake Oettinger, a bounce back game as well. So you're getting all these guys to step up in the absence of their captain and leader after taking a terrible suspension. But just the dog mentality, the fight mentality that we saw in Game 5 from the Dallas Stars player was just absolutely phenomenal. They are not done yet, and I don't think anyone should be surprised at this point.
Hey, once again, I'm proven wrong. Just when I'm starting to really buy into the Vegas Golden Knights and write off the Dallas Stars, even though I was writing off the Vegas Golden Knights all year, here we go, Steele. And this is why we come on every single day, because, hey, it's a learning process. And this is some of the things that we have to take note for next season's fantasy draft. You and I off air today, we're going to talk a lot about season recaps, tee up for the drafts, breakouts, busts. We got it all coming for the Fantasy Fanatics over the next couple of weeks, so make sure you're tapped into the show. But honestly, for me, Steele, I think at the end of the day, after watching that entire game, Lord Stanley is near. You can feel the competitive nature and the competitive level ratchet right up a notch in these, like, each game closer to the end of this Western Conference Final, especially. Not to take away what was going on in the East, the Florida Panthers, that's a special story as well. But there's bodies all over the ice. They're fighting for every single puck. Every single save seems huge. And in Game 5, it was just a really fun one to watch. Back and forth, big saves, lots of scoring chances, good quality scoring chances from both teams. And, you know, I have a couple of specific things. We want to focus on the goaltending battle, but I think I just also want to show a little bit more love, aside from what I saw from the physicality of the Vegas Golden Knights, and I know they lost the game. It was a close one. Jack Eichel, the way he plays the game, the way he frames his body and protects the puck and uses not only his skill, but his size to kind of beast mode in the offensive zone. He had a couple of really great passes. I believe he assisted on Chandler Stephenson's goal.
Yep.
His confidence is there, Steele, and this is at the highest level. I think he's primed for an absolute beast fantasy season next year.
I've been talking about this player since you have. Last fantasy draft. I love
preaching to the choir here for you.
And I completely understand everyone else's perspective of where you take this guy in the fantasy draft. He's coming off a serious surgery. We've talked about this. The departure from Buffalo going to Vegas, was it going to be a little bit of a concern? Maybe at the time. Again, it's a new setting, but he's with a better club and he's doing great things right now. His ability, such powerful legs, skating ability is incredible. The awareness to know where guys are on the ice. He also assisted on the Ivan Barbashev goal. He was able to get the puck down the boards, and he had two guys glued to him, somehow managed to, you know, juke a check and get the puck to Ivan Barbashev.
Who ends his up positional bearing. Play is underrated.
Positional play is unreal. Such strong, powerful legs and skating ability. And I think that's the game where a lot of people kind of miss it from Jack Eichel, because he has such a powerful shot. He's got a wicked snapshot. Everyone loves his stick handling abilities, but they don't talk about the skating abilities. They don't talk about the awareness and his vision with his teammates on the ice. He's such a strong player. I love him so much. And he is going to be another player that I will be drafting for myself next season, even higher than the fourth round.
Hey, and if you like what's going on with this Vegas Golden Knights team up front, other than Barbashev, they're going to return the exact same lineup next year. After that, bit more of a question mark, but hey, you got to think going back to the well with some of these Vegas Golden Knights pieces is also going to be a good idea, Steele. A good idea is for y'all to stay tuned in to today's episode. After the break, I want to talk to Steele a little bit about this goaltending battle. Aiden Hill, UFA headed into next season. We talked a little bit about him on Friday's episode, Steele. I think he's playing himself into a nice little payday here and a good opportunity. I don't know if it's with Vegas, but we'll talk about that. We're also going to tee up game 6 and our big time bets for Monday night. But you know we got to pay these bills, baby. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at eBay Motors. And for a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is the perfect fit. And it's the exact same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head over to eBay Motors. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure every part you need fits just right the first time around. Just add your ride to My Garage and look for the green check to know that that part will fit or your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop at eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the right parts are guaranteed. Get the parts, the right fit, and the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay Guaranteed Fit only available to U.S. customers. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find a Locked On podcast of your favorite team in all four major sports leagues and the NCAA. Your team every single day. Make sure you're tuning in for tomorrow's episode, where Flip and I will be breaking down top 10 fantasy breakout players from the 2022-23 season. A lot of young talent up in the lineup now, making their NHL career start-wise very, very well off. So can't wait to talk about that for tomorrow's episode. Make sure you're tuning in for that. But Vegas Golden Knights, Dallas Stars continue the Western Conference Finals, heading to Game 6 back in Dallas.
Yes,
and it has been quite the goalie battle. There's been a ton of goalie battles throughout the entire playoffs. We just saw
it's the getting Eastern there,
Conference Finals with Sergei Bobrovsky and Frederick Anderson. We're looking at the Western now. Aiden Hill just coming out of nowhere, taking over for so many other guys and just standing on his head. And Jake Ottinger as well. We know he's been a little bit shaky throughout the playoffs at times, but he bounces back in a big way.
He does. And I think what I did not get the commentator's name when I heard this take on it, Steele. So I'm not trying to bite anyone's. If I'm wrong, hit the comments. Let me know who it was. Aiden Hill wasn't the first choice. Aiden Hill wasn't the second choice. Aiden Hill was barely the third choice for this Golden Knights team. And here he is. I know I understand that they've just lost the last two games. And now this series is, you know, I'm not going to say wide open because Vegas needs one win and Dallas needs two. This isn't, you know, me and the numbers deal. I think that's right. But I'm still going to give a strong edge to the Vegas Golden Knights, yeah. Who, look, game five, there was a couple of bounces there. There's a couple of very close saves. You know, it could have gone either way. And except for Dellandrea, that is Vegas's game. So a soft Aiden Hill makes a ton of big save steals.
Yeah.
And then that third goal was a little bit of a softie. It did actually go off the stick. I think it was Petrangelo. It took a little bit of a deflection. But I just need to say this because headed into next year, Laurent Boisson is going to be an option somewhere. I don't know what his value will be. Logan Thompson is probably going to be at least a split in Vegas. We know he's under a good contract. But Aiden Hill is starting to garner some serious attention and getting it done in very clutch moments against a really good team on the highest of stages. So I just need to talk about now when you see him elevate his game, Jake Oettinger has bounced back a little bit steel. And at points in game five, they were really dueling. They were going back and forth with big saves. And you can't not love that kind of style of hockey as a fan. But I think more realistically, you can't help but feel we got to keep our eyes on this from a fantasy perspective because Aiden Hill can carry this into next season. There's going to be a lot of fantasy GMs who sleep on him. Am I saying you go out there and draft him? Maybe not. But if things don't go right away or he's a third option, he could be an absolute steal.
I think he could be as well. Payday, I'm not really sure what he will quite get. I can't even remember what his last contract was at. I think he was
I have it here.
$2 million. That sounds
right. I don't even think it was that
much. Maybe even less than $2 million. Maybe it was,
I'm gonna pull it up. I got it right here.
Pull it up right here. But yeah, he's been great. And to your point, you know, the game winning goal from Ty
Dellandrea. 2.1 mil. My bad.
Yeah, I thought it was around $2 million. So
he earned it.
Yeah, maybe he goes up to 2.5, 3 million, but you know, he still has just over 100 regular season games in the NHL. He's just he's 27 years old.
Hey, we've seen players though steal realistically do maybe not less, but less impactful things and get more money. I could see someone, maybe a team desperate, maybe it's not the Vegas Golden Knights because we've seen what they can do with basically any goalie with a pad on his leg. But, you know, maybe another team a little bit desperate for a goaltender throws 2 years, maybe three, 3.25 at him per. More importantly is the opportunity he might get.
Yeah.
And if he's doing it here on the Western Conference final stage, all I wanted to say is, he's doing it against a really good goalie in Jake Oettinger and a really good team. So we have to pay attention to what that might mean next year for his fantasy value.
Yeah, it's definitely not out of the question. He's only 27 years old. He's right in the middle of his prime right now. And the fact that he's playing at this type of level at this stage in his career, just showcasing you that he's got a little bit more talent than we all gave Aiden Hill credit for, really standing out in this conference finals against the Dallas Stars. But yeah, back to the, you know, game four. It was just, you don't even know what to say. Like, I don't even think Bruce Cassidy knew what to say when he saw that Ty Dellandrea game-winning goal. It's like, you've made unbelievable stops throughout this entire game. You robbed Roope Hintz on the doorstep. Mm-hmm. You robbed Kiviranta as well on the doorstep. And it's a little, again, deflected by Alex Petrangelo. It was a little wobbly pop headed towards Aiden Hill, but it was just from inside the blue line. Definitely one that he wants back for sure. It just sucks. Again, that's the game winning goal for Vegas Golden Knights when they're on the cusp of heading back to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Mm-hmm. And hey, this is one of those things at this point of the postseason with, like I said, the cup looming. It's just really, it comes down to, aside from the obvious kind of things you can't put your finger on, like good bounces and bad calls, whatever, timely saves will make or break you. And this isn't like a crazy take. It's just, he was all over the crease. And then to see that one go in, like you said, Steele, also kind of just backbreaking a little bit for the Vegas, for the fans, for the atmosphere at that point in the game. But here we go, Dallas. And you mentioned Joe Pavelski's hands. Silk like butter, like honestly, like so smooth. But another thing that's silky smooth, Miro Heiskanen's skating ability and his ability to carry that puck. And speaking of guys who might take a huge jump, maybe not huge because dedicated fantasy guys know about Heiskanen, if there's something I can do to get that player on my team next year, I'm going to really be doing it, because aside from Jake Oettinger stepping up, I think he's so pivotal to this team's success.
Yeah, I just saw a tweet the other day too. What draft? What was the draft they were in? 2019? No, 2019. I'm mixing. Jake Oettinger.
You know me.
Jake Oettinger, Miro Heiskanen, and Jason Robertson. They were all taken.
I think they got him in their first 47 picks or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
First
2017.
Yeah. 2017, not 2019. Yeah, 2017. The fact that they're able to get Jason Robertson, Jake Oettinger, and Miro Heiskanen all within the first 39 picks of the 2017 draft is just incredible. Probably one of the best draft runs for a team.
Yeah, that's
it
crazy.
Seems like in the longest time. That's their future right there. That is their pretty
that's
much.
That's crazy, including, man. Including hats off to Hintz, that.
But yeah, hats off to the Dallas Stars.
That's crazy.
And their management. I sent this tweet to you, or I sent that picture to you before we hopped on here. Only once before, again, it's a short history for the Vegas Golden Knights, but only once before, when they were up 3-1 in a series, that a team was able to battle back and beat them in a series. And that was against the San Jose Sharks in 2018 when they were up 3-1 and they lost to who was coaching that team? Peter DeBoer. And who was leading that team? Joe Pavelski. So it looks like it's another run for their money right now. It's a little rematch of that series back in the day. But Peter DeBoer and Joe Pavelski are looking like they want to get this job done real quick.
At this point, I just want to see 7 games, and then we'll flip the coin steal. Considering how wrong most of our predictions for the series have been, hey, who knows? But our bets have been hitting, which has been nice. So why don't we head there? Game 6, a little quick preview, and our big-time bets for Monday night. I want to keep making a little bit of money here, Steele.
Same here. Only, what, 2 more weeks of hockey left in the season. I believe the Stanley Cup Finals start June 2nd or June 3rd. June 2nd, June 3rd, but it's right around the corner.
Gemini season,
right,
baby.
There for the take. Gemini season is upon us. Summer is upon us as well. Only a few weeks left of hockey, so you got to make all the bets worthwhile while you can in the NHL. And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. We are free and available on your favorite podcast platform, including YouTube. So make sure you hammer the subscribe, hammer the follow button. And again, tune in for tomorrow's episode where Flip and I will be breaking down top 10 fantasy breakout players of the 2022-23 season. And of course, we're going to get to breaking down big time bets for Monday's Game 6 action of the Western Conference Finals. Vegas Golden Knights on the road in Dallas, taking on the Dallas Stars, of course. Yes, up 3-2 in the series right now. Flip, what's your gut telling you? Where do you go from here? Because this has been, again, one of the craziest series. You know, again, you think back to Game 2. Jamie Benn gets suspended. You know, they go down 3. You think they can't do it without their captain, yet Dallas gets it done, and now it's a 3-2 series lead for the Vegas Golden Knights.
He missed games 4 and 5, right? So it was game 3.
Game 3 he was out.
Right. So no, I'm just making sure. Hey, pal, you know me, I got to keep these numbers on point. 18 third period goals for the Dallas Stars this season leads all teams. And I know some of these numbers after, you know, squads get eliminated are sometimes going to be inflated, and it might not be a fair thing to say, oh, they have 18 third period goals. Well, they played a lot more games. But that's a statistic that you have to kind of factor in here. They're not feeling the crunch when it comes to third period, and they're down that many games. There might be something to be said about playing with less pressure when you have nothing to lose when you are down 3. But now, Steele, there's also something to be said about momentum in the postseason can be a very difficult thing to handle. So that's number one. And at the end of the day, the Stars responded quickly. Both times they went down in game 5, they responded right away. So that's also a makeup of a team who's clearly, their backs are against the wall, but they're feeling confident. So I'm going to just say that first goal wins this game. I think that's how kind of chippy and scrappy it's going to be. That hasn't really been the case, but first goal wins this game. And I think at the end of it all, Steele, it's going to have to be which star, I don't mean Dallas star, I mean all star, shows up. Is it going to be Jack Eichel? Marchessault has been hot. You know, it's got to be one of their major pieces. So for me, Robertson, Hintz, Eichel, Marchessault, Carlson's been good. One of the someone has to lead the way. And for me, I'll explain in a second why I think I got a few different bets here. So anyway, that's where I'm headed into this game. It's going to be a good one.
It is going to be a good one. I'm going with Vegas, though, in this one. I think they wrap it up here in the Western Conference Finals. I think they get it done.
Is that one of your bets, though?
It is one of my bets. That is my first bet. Vegas on the money line at plus 108 right now. You're getting good odds. Vegas on the road, plus 108. They've been a great road team so far this postseason as well. And I just think they have that making. You know, I'll get to the star player because that's going to be my lock of the night, and I'll get to that. But Vegas on the money line at plus 108. They've been great on the road. They defeated Edmonton in game six on the road. They've just looked dominant. And so Dallas has looked great at times too, but they've just been a little bit shaky back and forth throughout this postseason, throughout the second and third round now. So I'm going with Vegas, leaning heavily, leaning a little bit towards them in this, but I'm going Vegas money line plus 108.
I will say that, you know, the points of these games that I've really seen Vegas enforce their physicality and kind of push guys around, especially their big bruising blue line, is kind of when I think Dallas might not be able to hang, even though they got some tough guys on their side as well. You know, Yanni Hackenpaw is one of my favorite names and just kind of grisly little, you know, banger league beauty on like a fill-in if you need block shots and some kind of some penalty minutes. But I think for me, I'm going to go with the Stars. So let me spit that out first.
Okay.
Stars money line minus 130. Yeah, side bet for sure. Basically means I think the Stars are going to win, but I'm just going to say that. minus 130, I hear you on the odd side of thing because, yes, it is a kind of a coin flip game. If I was going to get a little spicy, I might do a same game parlay and bet on there being overtime. This one smells like it's going to go past 60 minutes. I don't think I've ever come on this show and said bet on the overtime because it's a bold move, but this one's shaping up to be that. And I think, like we said about this goalie battle, they're going to be locked in. I don't see many softies coming in this one, Steele. So yeah, Stars money line. That's where I'm at, but I have a player prop to go the other way. And if you're okay, I'm just going to spit this one out. I think Eichel is going to have another big game. And I hate to kind of ride with my money line pick and then bet on the star on the other team, but four straight games with an apple for Eichel, number one. And number two, what I saw from his passing and just overall confidence in game five, really liking Eichel at plus 120 as well, Steele. For a guy who has an apple in four straight, I think you're getting a really, really good odd there.
Love the fact that you brought that up. That's my lock of the night. Eichel, anytime assist, plus 120. If you're going to tell me a guy who has 12, you know, six goals, 12 assists for a total of 18 points in 16 games, you're going to give me anytime assist at plus 120, I'll take that action every single second of every single day. So that's my lock of the night. I like that you bring that up. My second pick, I'm taking the under 5.5 in this matchup, minus 104. Again, this is going to be a goalie battle. I think this could be, again, a 3-2 overtime win. I'm with you with the overtime selection here as well. There's been a lot of great overtime games. So Vegas money line plus 108, under 5.5 at minus 104, and anytime assist from Jack Eichel, my boy, plus 120, lock of the night.
Lock of the night, under 5.5 as well, Steele. I think we're going to see bodies all over the ice once again. Maybe a little bit of a tighter game from Adin Hill on a couple sloppy plays, because otherwise he was locked right in. I think both goalies are going to really step up even more in this one. I mentioned that kind of intensity going up a notch. I think it goes up another notch. Under 5.5, lock of the night to go along with Stars on the money line and Eichel anytime assist. I'm really liking that Eichel anytime assist, though. Even though I only think there's going to be a few goals, he's going to be a part of whatever the
Four straight Knights games. Do. Four straight games with an apple for my boy over there, Jack.
There he is.
Eichel. Really excited for the rest of this series. Game six action heading towards you tonight in Dallas with the Vegas Golden Knights. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Make sure you're tuning in Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time is when you can find all of our episodes out there. And thank you again so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.